So Thursday is Thanksgiving. The following day, that insane shopping day, Black Friday, 160 million Americans are expected to take advantage of the sales. But how many will pause to reflect on the real federal holiday this coming Friday? Yep, I will give you another second to think of what that is. Okay, there is a good chance you don't know that the day after Thanksgiving is National Native American Heritage Day, signed into law by President George W. Bush in 2008, meant to honor Native Americans and their contributions to this country. But many Native Americans think the effort has fallen flat. Simon Moya Smith is a journalist and a citizen of the Oglala Lakota Tribal Nation. He's written about National Native American Day for the Indian Country Today Media Network, and in a CNN column titled, "It's Time to Pick a New Native American Heritage Day." He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Simon, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why do you feel so strongly? Day after Thanksgiving, but wrong day to celebrate Indigenous people.
Right, yeah. I mean, Native American Heritage Day should be a day when the nation takes time to recognize our contributions, our sacrifices, what happened to Indigenous people, what's still happening to Indigenous people. Instead, Native American Heritage Day falls on Black Friday, a day of excess and gluttony and greed and aggressive capitalism. And that's extremely in poor taste.
You also say it's antithetical to Native American values.
It is, yeah, because when you look at our values as Indigenous people, it's not materialistic, because we're not materialistic. As Indigenous people, especially if you look at what happened at Standing Rock, we say honor the water, honor the earth, honor the people. And on this specific day, it's the complete opposite of what we teach our youth and what was taught to us and what we value. And we value life. We value the earth. We value the water, not material possessions.
Well, so what kind of, you know, what day would you prefer?
Frankly, I would say any day where students are in class.
Yeah.
Because on Black Friday, students aren't in class. And then you have to look at it. This day, Native American Heritage Day, falls after a holiday that omits the murder and mutilation of natives. And that's even more difficult to stomach for me. Nobody's recognizing that there was murder and there was mutilation of Indigenous peoples on this holiday known as Thanksgiving. But for Indigenous people, that day is known as Unthanksgiving or the Day of Mourning, the National Day of Mourning.
Right.
Because we mourn the millions of Indigenous people who died as a result of aggressive settler colonialism.
We'll talk a little bit about that, because this started in New England with the New England tribes, this National Day of Mourning as opposed to Thanksgiving. In the first speech that an Indian leader attempted to make on the first National Day of Mourning, he wanted to tell some of those truths, you know, that the pilgrims, for instance, opened Indian graves, took the Indians' corn.
And ate the flesh. That needs to be known. I mean, I think that's what people miss here, is that just look at the language we've agreed upon, pilgrim, settler. No, those were invaders. They invaded our territory. They invaded our land that we've been here since time immemorial. So these invaders who encroached in our territory were so focused on finding gold that they didn't spend the time to dig crops. And so when they got here, what they did was they didn't just steal things from the grave. They weren't just grave robbers. What they were cannibals. They ate the flesh because they needed to eat something. So this is part of the narrative that it's excluded. And this narrative is just way too myth-made, way too whitewashed. And then again, after the holiday, Native American Heritage Day is Black Friday. And I don't imagine people are turning around saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to get this big screen TV, you know, it's flat screen TV. And by the way, happy Native American Heritage Day.
Well, look, staying though around Thanksgiving, what about reminding people to add an element of thanks, because the early settlers would never have survived without the Indians?
Sure, then call it Thanks the Native. Do that, you know, give it a different name. Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving. Again, we're so excluded from the American conversation across the board that I think this should really be, if you're going to have a holiday that you're saying that natives helped, and it's true, we did. Without us, they would have starved. But then change the name.
Yeah.
Make it Thanks to Native Americans. Because then people have to ask the question, why are we thanking them? Well, because there wouldn't be the pilgrim, quote-unquote, pilgrim settlement without the Indigenous people taking pity on these people. We'll teach you how to till the soil. Just stop what you're doing. Again, it's just an omission of what really happened.
Look, right now, Friday, Black Friday, still is Native American Appreciation Day. So what if somebody's saying, I'm with you, I'd just as soon not go to the mall, what should they do?
It's really difficult when it's on that Black Friday, for you basically missed a lot, because November is Native American Heritage Month. in most cities, you can find an American Indian community house. That's here in New York. There's the Denver Indian Center, the universities, Yale, Columbia, all the way in Los Angeles. You have university student groups that have lessons. You can come and see what a powwow is. A powwow isn't when you and your colleagues go into the break room and have a meeting. That's not a powwow. A powwow is where we get together as indigenous peoples and celebrate our culture, our food, our cuisine, our regalia, our traditional ways. And that's the problem. I mean, I want people to recognize the indigenous people of today, that we're doctors, lawyers, professors. We're not this stereotypical image that's perpetuated in media. But by the time Native American Heritage Day comes around, you've missed a whole month of lessons and opportunities to introduce yourself to the indigenous person of the 21st century, who lives on a res or doesn't live on a res, has short hair or has long hair, is traditional, is Christian, things like that. That's what people miss. So on that day, you're just kind of hoping that they follow us on social media, because on that day as well, we're trying to dispel all the false stereotypes of who we are and what happened.
Well, Simon, we're going to link people up as much as we can, links that you've mentioned and to stories that we've done. I'm betting there are people craving some direction for next Friday. Do I even wish you a happy Native American Heritage Day?
You can. You can say happy Native American Heritage Month. Because okay. It's still the month, right?
In fact, when you speak about drawing attention to some of the current problems, you guys have plans for Thanksgiving.
We do. We do. On the, we call the National Day of Mourning or Un-Thanksgiving, we're going to be outside the FedEx Field in Maryland when the Washington football team plays on the holiday known as Thanksgiving. And the reason we're doing that is because the CDC just came out and said that Native Americans are more likely to die at the hands of police than any other demographic. The name of the team means proof of Indian kill. The holiday, Thanksgiving, omits the murder and mutilation of natives. Football players are taking a knee against systemic oppression and police brutality. A Native American, 14-year-old Native American boy was just shot and killed by a deputy sheriff in Wisconsin. So it's a confluence that brings us back to the issue of murdered and mutilated Indians. And the fact that we're not recognizing that is egregious. So we're going to be right outside there and we're going to be protesting. But it's also to recognize justice for natives. We want justice for natives. We want people to recognize that we are still here. And they can't play on a holiday that omits the murder mutilation of natives. And this team name has been proven to harm the mental health and stability of kids. So this needs to stop. And that's where we'll be on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going to say, Simon, you don't want to say it. The name that you're referring to, that means...
It means scalp, dead Indians.
Is Redskins. Mm-hmm. Simon, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Oglala Lakota journalist Simon Moya-Smith. Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Simon mentioned European settlers cannibalizing Native American graves. Now, this was not in Plymouth, Massachusetts, but in Jamestown, Virginia, during what historians refer to as the Starving Time, 1609-10, when the settlers resorted to cannibalizing, digging up their own graves. That they also cannibalized Native American graves is a claim made by sociologist James Lowen in his book, Lies My Teacher Told Me, Everything Your American History Textbook Got Wrong. So enjoy Thanksgiving, because it had a rough start. You're listening to Here and Now.